إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز وأستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله وقال وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has made us Muslims. He has given us this treasure of Islam, the treasure of Iman, on which our success in this world and the hereafter is based. But also, we have to keep in mind that the term Islam is not something which was limited to this Ummah. All of the previous nations that practiced the religion and adopted the teachings of their prophets of the time, they were also regarded as Muslims. So any person who practiced the teachings of Isa alayhi salam, any person who practiced the teachings of Musa alayhi salam, in their subsequent times, they were regarded as Muslims and they were practicing Islam, because Islam means submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we as Muslims have been given a special blessing, which is that we are in the Ummah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something which is unique to us, and it is something that even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to be part of, as we'll hear during the khutbah inshallah. And there are many, many things which are specific to this Ummah that were not given to the Ummah before. For example, the night of Laylatul Qadr. The majority opinion of scholars is, it was not given to anybody, any Ummah before us. It was specifically for us. So today's khutbah inshallah will be about the specific and special things that this Ummah has been given and that we should be proud of. It is mentioned in a book called Al-Bidayah wal-Nihaya. It's a very famous book by a very famous scholar, Imam Ibn Kathir. A story of a discussion that took place between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it is mentioned that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, Ya Rabb, O my Lord, إني أرى في الألواح أمة هي خير أمة أخرجت للناس يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر رب اجعلهم أمتي قال تلك أمة محمد. موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام said, I am reading in the ألواح, in the tablets that you've given me, about an Ummah that's going to come. They're going to be the best Ummah. They will be the Ummah that orders people to do good and they forbid them from evil. O Allah, make them my Ummah. I want them to be my Ummah. So the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that this is not your Ummah, this is the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is referring to a verse which I recited at the beginning, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses us specifically and says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best nation. Why? You've been sent for the benefit of mankind. You order people to do good and you forbid them from evil. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he requested that he be given this Ummah. The riwayah goes on to say, رَبِّ إِنِّي أَجِدُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ أُمَّةً هُمُ الْآخِرُونَ فِي الْخَلْقِ السَّابِقُونَ فِي دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ رَبِّ جَعَلْهَا أُمَّتِي. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Allah, I find in the alwah, in the tablets, the mention of an ummah that are going to be at the end. They're going to come at the end of all of the nations. But yet, on the Day of Judgment, they will be at the beginning. They will enter paradise in the beginning. O Allah, make them my ummah. So the response was, Tilka ummatu Muhammad. That is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbi inni ajidu fil alwah ummatan anajiluhum fi sudurihim yaqra'unaha wa kana min qablihim yaqra'una kitabahum nadharan. I find mentioned in the tablets a nation, their injils, their books are going to be in their hearts. They're going to memorize the book. They're going to memorize the revelation that has been given to them. And the previous nations, they used to recite the books looking in. حَتَّى إِذَا رَفَعُوهَا لَمْ يَحْفَظُوا شَيْئًا وَلَمْ يَعْرِفُوهُ. Until when that thing was raised and the knowledge of the book was taken away, nobody had the knowledge of that book. Just like this ummah has, they forgot everything. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَاهُمْ مِنَ الْحِفْظِ شَيْئًا لَمْ يُعْطَهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْأُمَمِ. And this ummah will be given a memory, the capability to memorize the book. Nobody has been given that capability before. رَبِّ جَعَلْهَا أُمَّتِي. Oh Allah, make that my nation. So the response is, تِلْكَ أُمَّةُ Muhammad. That is Muhammad's nation. That is Muhammad's ummah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say, رَبِّ إِنِّي أَجِدُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ أُمَّةً يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ الْأَوَّلِ وَبِالْكِتَابِ الْآخَرِ وَبِالْكِتَابِ الْآخِرِ وَيُقَاتِلُونَ فُضُولَ الضَّلَالَةِ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوا الْعَاوَرَ الْكَذَّابِ فَجَعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي. O Allah, I find in the tablets the mention of a nation that had iman in the first books and in the last books, and they fight all forms of dalala, all forms of misguidance, until they will even fight the Dajjal, who is one-eyed and he's the liar. Oh Allah, make them my nation. And the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, Tilka ummat Muhammad. This is the nation, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to say, Rabbi inni ajidu fil alwah ummatan sadaqatuhum ya'kulunaha fi butunihim wa yu'jaruna alayha. I find in the tablets the mention of a nation that will consume the sadaqat. They will eat the sadaqat, and yet they will be given the ajr for it. In the previous nations, it's mentioned, وَكَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْأُمَمِ إِذَا تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَقُبِلَتْ مِنْهُ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا نَارًا فَأَكَلَتْهَا وَإِنْ رُدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ تُرِكَتْ فَتَأْكُلُهَا السَّبَاعُ وَالطَّيْرُ. In the previous nations, what used to happen when somebody wanted to give in charity, he used to leave it and a fire used to come and consume it. Lightning or a fire used to come from the sky. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted it, it used to be taken away. It used to be burned. But our nation is such that we give the sadaqah to the poor people, they consume it, they eat it, they benefit from it, and yet we still get the reward for it. And this is the same case for the ghanaim, the spoils of war. In the previous nations, the ghanaim had to be accumulated in one place, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted it, He would send down a fire from the sky and it used to get burned. But not for our nation. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَخَذَ صَدَقَاتِهِمْ مِنْ غَنِيِّهِمْ لِفَقِيرِهِمْ يَأْكُلُونَهَا. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken their sadaqat, has accepted their sadaqat from their rich to their poor, and the poor they consume it. فَجْعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي. Oh Allah, make that nation my nation. Make that my ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded and said, تِلْكَ أُمَّةُ Muhammad. This is the nation of Muhammad, not your nation. He goes on to say, رَبِّ فَإِنِّي أَجِدُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ أُمَّةً إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُهُمْ بِحَسَنَةٍ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ عَشَرَةُ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَى 700 ضِعْفٍ قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْهَا أُمَّتِي. Oh Allah, I find in my alwah, in the tablets, the mention of a nation that when they intend to do something and then they do it, the reward is written for them 10 times to 700 fold. Oh Allah, make them my nation. The response is, Tilka ummatu Muhammad. This is the nation of Muhammad. Then he goes on to say, Rabbi inni ajidu fil alwah ummatan humul mushaffa'un al mashfu'u lahum faj'alhum ummati. Oh Allah, I find the mention in my tablets, the mention of that nation, that whose intercession will be accepted. It is mentioned that people will be able to intercede on behalf of others after the permission is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, and their intercession will be accepted. Oh Allah, make them my nation. The response was, Tilka ummatu Muhammad. This is only specific for the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Qatada, who is the rawi of this story, he says, فَذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ نَبَذَ الْأَلْوَاحِ وَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنِي مِنْ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ. At the end, Musa عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ got frustrated and he threw the alwah, the tablets in which all this mention was made. And he said, okay, if you don't want to give this nation to me, make me from this nation. Look how special this ummah is that we are in. And it gets to a point where many of us are ashamed to even admit it, subhanAllah, that we are Muslims. Many of us change our names in public so that people don't realize that we are Muslims. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is begging and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make me from this ummah, make me from this nation, one of the ulul azmi min al-rusul, one of the greatest prophets. He wants to be part of this ummah. He wants to be standing with us and shoulder to shoulder with us, one of these greatest prophets. Just think how special this ummah is. There's a story, it's related about Umar radiallahu anhu. It's mentioned that Umar radiallahu anhu, he had some kind of right upon a Jewish person. Can you please move forward? There's people standing in the background. Please move forward if there's any space in front. Please fill that up. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he requested Umar radiallahu anhu, he wanted his right to be fulfilled, and he came to this Jewish person, and the Jewish person, he said, let's go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and the Jewish person said, inna Umar za'ama anna Allah istafa'aka ala al-bashar wa inni za'amtu anna Allah lam yastafika عَلَى الْبَشَرْ فَرَفَعَ يَدَهُ فَلَطَمَنِي. I came to Umar radiallahu anhu and I said to him that Umar radiallahu anhu claims that you're a prophet. I claim that you're not a prophet, and Umar radiallahu anhu, he slapped me. So that's why we've come to ask your decision. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَمَّا أَنْتَ يَا عُمَرْ فَأَرْضِهِ مِنْ لَطَمِكَ. As for you, Umar, you should ask forgiveness for that slap you gave him. Ask your forgiveness and make him happy and pleased with this issue, and ask your forgiveness. So then the Prophet ﷺ said, Bala ya Yahudi, O Jewish person, Inna Adam Safiullah. Indeed, Adam was the Safi, one is the chosen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Ibrahim Khalilullah. Ibrahim was the Khalilullah, he was the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Musa Nabiullah. Musa was the Prophet of Allah. Wa Isa Ruhullah. Isa was the Ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spirit that descended directly into the womb of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa ana Habibullah. I am the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he went on to say, Bala ya Yahudi. Bala ya Yahudi. Of course, O Jewish person, Ismani min asma'illahi ta'ala al-husna samma bihima ummati. There are two names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. They are His own names, but He uses those names for my ummah. What are those names? Samma nafsahu salam wa samma ummati muslimin. He named himself Salam, his own name is Salam, and he made my ummah muslimin. He made the Muslims, us, he gave them the name of Muslims. وَسَمَّى نَفْسَهُ مُؤْمِنْ وَسَمَّى أُمَّتِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He gave his own name mu'min. His own name is al-mu'min, and he called my ummah mu'minin. بَلَا يَا يَهُودِي طَلَبْتُمْ يَوْمًا إِدَّخَرَهُ لَنَا. Oh Jewish person, you requested a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He saved for us. He reserved it for us. Yani, يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ. The day of Jum'ah was reserved for us. فَالْيَوْمُ لَنَا وَغَدًا لَكُمْ وَبَعْدَ غَدٍ لِلنَّصَارَى. Today, the day of Friday is for us. Tomorrow is for you. And the day after is for the Christians. بَلَا يَا يَهُودِي أَنْتُمُ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَنَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ السَّابِقُونَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. O Jewish person, you were the predecessors and you came first. And we are the last, but we will be first on the Day of Judgment. بَلَا يَا يَهُودِي. Of course, O Yahudi. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَمُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا أَنَا. The Jannah is forbidden upon all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam until I enter that Jannah. وَإِنَّهَا لَمُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَى الْأُمَمْ حَتَّى تَدْخُلَهَا أُمَّتِي. And this Jannah is haram upon all of the nations until my ummah enters that Jannah. Subhanallah. And this is the ummah that we are afraid of being in. Well, yet we are ashamed of being in. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many blessings and so many good things. We should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. There's another hadith which I'll finish with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you a medium ummah, an ummah that does not have extremes. It does not have ifrat or tafreet. And in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. So that you can be witnesses against mankind. What does that mean? This is a riwayah in which is mentioned another specific thing for this ummah that will take place on the Day of Judgment. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says, إِنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَنْ يُدْعَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ نُوحَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ وَأُمَّتُهُ. The first nation that will be called on the Day of Judgment will be Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his nation. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لَهُ هَلْ بَلَّغْتَ مَا أُرْسِلْتَ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him that, did you propagate and did you give the message with which you were sent with? فَيَقُولُ نَعْمْ يَا رَبْ. He will say, yes, O my Lord, I did it. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لِقَوْمِهِ هَلْ بَلَّغَكُمْ نُوحٌ رِسَالَةَ اللَّهِ. Did Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam give you the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَيَقُولُونَ لَا وَاللَّهِ. They will say, no. I swear by Allah, he did not come. وَلَكِنْ وَلَئِنْ كُنْتَ أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا لَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَمَا بَلَّغَنَا مَا أَمَرْتَهُ بِهِ. If you had sent us a prophet, we would have had iman on him and we would have followed him. He did not give any kind of message to us. So then Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will be told, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ يَزْعَمُونَ إِنَّكَ لَمْ تُبَلِّغْهُمْ فَهَلْ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ شَهِيدٍ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will be told that these people are claiming that you did not give them any message. Do you have any witness? Do you have any witness to prove your point that you propagated the message to them? فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ. He will say yes. فَيُقَالْ مَنْ هُمْ. He'll be asked, who are they? فَيُقَالْ هُمْ أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. فَيُدْعَوْنَ وَيُسْأَلُونَ. It will be said that they are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will be called and they will be asked. فيقولون نعم نشهد أن نوح عليه السلام قد بلغ قومه. And the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will declare that yes, we bear witness that Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam, he did give the message to his people. فَيَقُولُ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ, the people of Nuh will say, كَيْفَ تَشْهَدُونَ عَلَيْنَا وَنَحْنُ أَوَّلُ الْأُمَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ آخِرُ الْأُمَمْ. How are you bearing witness against us? We are the first nation and you are the last nation. فَيَقُولُونَ نَشْهَدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بَعَثَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. We bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent a prophet to us. وَأَنْزَلَ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ, and He gave him a book. وَكَانَ فِيمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ خَبْرُكُمْ, and from the things that were revealed to him was your mention, your news, your story, and we have iman on what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us, and we have iman on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he did bear witness, he did propagate the message, and we bear witness for him, we are witnesses. So an honorary position will be given to us on the Day of Judgment because we have iman on this Quran, this revelation that was sent to us, and because we are in the nation of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first and foremost, we should be proud of this status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we should not be ashamed of this. We should be proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this status, and we are held in high esteem by even all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came before us. So we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And on top of that, we should be concerned about all of the situations that our ummah is going through. Each and every ummati, each and every follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very precious person. Any person who says La ilaha illallah is a precious person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be concerned about the state of affairs in Muslim countries or in countries where Muslims are prevalent and they are being persecuted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever is not concerned with the situation of Muslims, he is not from amongst them. So we should, first and foremost, we should pray for all of the things that are going on in the world, particularly what has been happening in China in the past few days, where there is a huge population of Muslims. Millions and millions of Muslims live in this area, which is the Xinjiang province. The Uyghur Muslims that have been there for centuries, they are practicing Islam, and they have been taken out of their homes and they have been put into state-run facilities. They're losing their homes, and because of this, they are fighting back and protesting, and many of them are being killed because of that. So we really need to first and foremost make dua for them, and secondly, whatever we can do in terms of writing to the embassies and writing to our senators and so on to see what can be done about it, we should play an active role in this. Okay? Generally speaking, whenever anything happens in the Middle East, we become very passionate about what is going on there, because obviously they are the holy lands, and we do have, we should be passionate about it, but the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just concentrated in the Middle East. In fact, 80% of Muslims are not Arab. Only 20% of the Muslims are Arabs. 80% of Muslims are non-Arabs. So we should be concerned about all of this Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should do whatever we can in terms of making dua for them and, you know, doing whatever action we can for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.